is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Louisville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Louisville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all ship parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KA2PLA.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with KA2ZZ. Jack, good evening. How's it going?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and, and everybody else that's listening or coming at, whatever. Let's see, we're down to 42.8 at the moment, just about 43 degrees. We got up to probably about 52 today was the highest I saw. I didn't check my high low. I didn't reset it, actually, I should say. And other than that, I didn't like the wind today, but other than that, it was a nice day. We did have some sunshine in between. We only had a tenth of an inch of rain overnight, so that didn't amount to much of anything. So that's about it down here. Nothing too exciting to report. Looks like we may have some snow here in the next few days. Or at least, maybe up more your way in the Lewis County area. So, 7-3s all around. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, thanks for checking in. Yeah, they're calling for, they got lake effect snow warning. So, up there in Lewis County. So, well, it's getting to be that time of year. What are you going to do? But it ought to make for an interesting beginning to rifle season anyway. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, I'm hearing the weather report saying the snow is coming. Seems a little early, but it's to be expected. I think back during the hunting seasons, they always started on the 25th of October. And I only remember two or three years was there was snow on the ground at the start of hunting season, and it stayed right on through the spring. So I hope we don't have a repeat of early snow hanging on all winter. Had a doctor's call today, so that took up half the day. Outside of that, nothing else. So we're waiting for the ball game to start tomorrow. That'll keep me busy for a few days. We'll say 73s.
Okay, Clint. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. When you look at the forecast there, they show snowflakes and they show raindrops. So I guess it's going to be right in the middle there. It's going to depend on where you are, I guess, especially, you know, if you're up high or you're up more towards the north, if you're going to get some snow or you're going to get rain. But we'll see. Either way, I'm planning on heading up to camp this weekend for opening day. I'll sit in that blind. It's got a little roof on it, that blind I made up there. That'll be fine. After sitting in a couple of rainstorms last year, I decided this year I wanted the roof over my head. All right, thanks, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WA2U, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU.
KB2KOJ, hi, Jeff.
Okay, there's three more. Quick, we'll start with WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. I was all here with Kathy and I, WA2U. Could hear the other stations joining in here, and had a good day. Worked on a few projects and things. Did some packing. We're gradually starting to pack up things. Packed up quite a bit of speaker stuff and stereo stuff today, so for our move up to the North Country. So a little bit at a time, it won't seem to be too bad. And the gentleman should be out of the house at the end of the month here. I think the closing date should be around October 28th or something. But we'll see how it all goes. So had a good day, and just thought we'd check in and see what's going on. The speaker sounds good this evening. WAQ, back to that.
I know you told me, but what part are you moving up to? I don't remember now.
Great, just into the Adirondack Park, about 4 miles above the Hinckley Reservoir on Route 365. Pick up Route 365 about 4 miles above the Hinckley Reservoir, or 8 miles west of Route 8 on 365, and then you go up South Fall Road, probably about a half a mile, but it's kind of neat. We're going to pick up an additional 12.3 acres, plus our 23 acres we have now. So it's, we have our camp there and our house there. It's all undeveloped, so it's really, really kind of neat. It's right in the Adirondack Park, so we're looking forward to it. W to you.
Okay, roger that. Well, we'll practically be neighbors then. I'm up in the park, too, as far as the camp. Anyway, not the house, but, all right, well, don't forget to pack your snow shovel. You might need it quicker than you think. But, all right, John, thanks for checking in, and you and Kathy have a good evening. KC2MBU, Ray, what's up?
KC2MBU Mobile. Just going through town, past town on Route 12, it's 36 degrees, according to the thermometer in the truck. Just got finished installing a Bluetooth hands-free and a HD radio in a vehicle. So, going to be testing it out. Over.
Roger that. 36. Well, maybe I'll finally get a frost up here. I picked all the peppers off the pepper plants, thinking that we might get one, but I'd like to see that mustard take a nice shot of frost before I pick it. Either that or I'm not going to take a chance of it snowing on it. So, all right. Thanks, Ray. Good luck with the Bluetooth there, install and all that, and we'll catch up with you later. KB2KOJ, Mark, good evening. Welcome to the net. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and it sounds like you got a good crew. Good evening to everybody on the net. This is KB2KOJ. We're down to 38 degrees here. I was down to 35 earlier, but we've gone back up 3 degrees. Other than that, my battery ran low on my cell phone here, and I tried to charge it, and it wasn't charging, so I took the battery out of it, put it back in, and now I think it's going to work okay. I just got it charging, so. Other than that, you probably hear my thermometer. Other than that, just say good evening to everybody, and thanks for letting me in here. KB2KOJ.
Okay, I haven't been monitoring the temperature myself, but, well, it's supposed to be right around where everybody says it is. So, all right. Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for checking in, and see how it goes here. I might catch you here tonight on Octane. So, all right. Thanks again, Mark, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's for myself, working day today. Got to work late tonight, and trying to get a bunch of stuff done before the weekend so I can concentrate on, looking for bucks. That's about it. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ, I wonder if Mark is still listening.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Jeff, can I get some brief words with KOJ?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, I'm not going to be around Saturday evening to check in Octane, so I'll try to check in, Thursday or Friday. Just wanted to give you the heads up on that. Saturday's the birthday, so I'll probably be busy with other things. We'll start our music and cocktails earlier probably that evening. Thanks, Jeff, WAQ, back to that.
We'll get them to you earlier then. KB2KOJ, back to that.
Okay. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency regularly which you use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, John, Ray, and Mark for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. I'll be clear.
Hey, good luck with the hunting this weekend, Jeff.
Thank you very much. When I'm up there at camp, I'll definitely be checking in dog tent, so we'll talk with you then.
Okay, we'll listen for you. I'm going to say 7-3, because that's what I got to do now is get ready for dog tent. I'm not controlled tonight, so I think I'll scoot down to the 1-7 and say 7-3 to everybody. KB2KOJ is clear.
Okay, 73 is Mark, KD2AIC clear.
Yeah, Jeff, is it shotgun, ball, or rifle this time of the year?
It'll be rifle opens up this weekend.
Okay, I'm just curious. I know how different areas have different, you know, things going on. So, well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much, and good luck with your eventual move in there. KD2AIT.
Yep, we're getting pretty excited about it. So it's funny. Everybody heads south. We're heading north. People can't believe it, but I built the camp in 1969. So I know what the winters are like up there, and I can't wait. WAQ73.
Check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations coming up, please.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Jack, with information.
WA2U, old Jan, and you won't be around this weekend.
I mentioned it to Mark. I wasn't sure he passed it on, so I'll try to be in there Friday evening or something, but just wanted to give you the heads up. I do appreciate the greetings, but I wanted to let you know the way to.
I was still on the side here, because I had checked in second, I heard you when you gave it. What was the name of that road that you take off of 365 that you said?
It's South Fall, S-P-A-L-L Road. South Paul Road,
okay. Very good. Thanks, Jan, for the check-in. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. And I do have a piece of traffic for AIT tonight.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, all. No traffic.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N2WBX, all Dennis. And KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you all for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zero.